Well, India, I mean, I think the government did the right thing to get out when they did, but if only they just sort of left it another year so that the Indian regiments, you probably know, after the mutiny, we didn't have a single regiment other than the Gurkhas, who are not really in. It was composed entirely of that particular, I mean, you could call it, say, the first Sikhs, but they weren't all Sikhs. There'd be four companies, and there'd be Sikhs, Mohammedans, and all a good old mix. And, of course, it took them a while to disentangle these regiments.
Yep.
See, they were all had their Hindu and roughly Mohammedan people, and then each into their different castes. And that was the trouble, that they didn't really have time to have an organized force on either side of the frontier, which meant that when the Sikhs went mad first and came and murdered the Mohammedans just got out and murdered every other darn person they could find.
Yeah. I think, you know, that would have happened whether he'd be given 8 weeks, 8 months, or 8 years. This is my own personal feeling.
Yeah,
because
I think the feeling, the ill feeling would have been there, but there'd have been troops to stop him. See, I forget how far that frontier is between India and Pakistan, but it was about several hundred miles. I mean, there wasn't a troop in between, and you could go this way, go that way, as you wished. And now, where there were some troops still left, like around Calcutta, there was a certain amount of murder, but that was thousands, not millions.
Yeah.
And,
the peaceful countryside, George, you can see that.
Well,
yeah.
And all, wherever the boundary went, if there was a cantonment anywhere near, there was more or less peace. But where there wasn't, then there was absolute hell.
Yeah. And you had no problem yourself?
Calcutta, we had a curfew for about 6 months, I think, when they didn't want people wandering around the night because they'd armed a lot of police by then. And, but no, Calcutta's always had trouble. I mean, every time that you get a big Hindu festival, some blasted Mohammedan will go and chuck a cow in the middle of it, and then if there's a big Mohammedan festival, they'll get a pig and chuck it at them, and so it would go on, which would start a little trouble, but it was over in no time.
Yeah.
And of course, we've had a wonderful, wonderful police force in India. They really were absolutely first class. I mean, you'd get sort of an Anglo-Indian. They saw a mob beginning, they'd just go into them so hard that mob never stopped running till they were 2 miles away. But within 3 years of independence, golly, when there was a riot, the police locked themselves in the police station and the mob just took over. I mean, because up to then, I say, if a policeman did his duty, he got praise. If he went and sort of hurt anybody, he got sued civilly and all the rest.
Mm.
And, chaos. And I mean, Bengal is still chaos. They've got a sort of communist government there, and I mean,
yes,
they have a strike whenever they want, and I mean,
Well, I take it that you've left India.
Oh, yes. Well, I didn't leave India because I wanted to, but my father, who'd been abroad, said, anyone who stays out east after 50 is a sucker.
Yeah.
So at 49, I departed, and it was partly helped by the fact that the Indians, up to then, tax had been relatively light, but my God, they were what? Anything over £7,000 a year, they took 63/64.
Oi!
Then they had an expenditure tax. They said no one should spend more than £4,000 a year. So if you spent £5,000, they charge you 1/4 extra. In other words, you paid another £250 on that. Then they said, now we're going to have a wealth tax. Well, that's when most of the Europeans got out. If they weren't driven out by the Indians disliking them, merely we were, by and large, the Europeans were the honest people and paid their tax.
Yeah.
The Indians didn't.
Yeah.
They thought it was crazy. Why I pay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
Oh, boy. Well, when you went back to England, did you continue to practice?
No. I reckoned I'd always said I'd learn for 25 years, I'd work for 25 years, and I'd play for 100. So I'd be I've been retired since 1956, and I haven't done a hand's turn since.
Oh, dear.
Not at work, I mean, merely gardening and messing about like that.
Well, merely gardening, I don't know. If you're around Victoria very long, it becomes more than merely gardening.
You see them, they're like ants on an anthill.
How true. Yeah. Fascinating.
No, the trouble was that I got a far too big a house and grounds. I mean, although I had a full-time gardener, my God, there was a lot of stuff there.
How many acres do you have?
Hmm?
How big is the...
Oh, the sort of kitchen garden was 3/4 acre.
Oi.
And then I had sufficient grass to take me, what, 2.5 hours to cut on a big 28-inch ATCO.
Yeah.
Then there was the orchard, which we used to, 2 acres, we used to have about half of that under cultivation.
Yeah.
So that'd be about...
Your cup floweth over, your compost heap floweth over.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're completely self-supporting. We grew every darn veg we wanted.
Yeah. Ah, well, good.
Well, Rich.
Well.
Uh-oh.